Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, William Mitzig. Batting third. The left fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gray Clark. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Jordan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison bunts towards third. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall moves to second. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps bunts towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. Garrison moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall scores. Garrison scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Jordan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. William Mitzig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitzig hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrison bunts towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-0 in the game. Epps hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Epps moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to home to get Hall. Epps moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mitzig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jordan moves to second. William Mitzig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitzig is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitzig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mitzig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0-for-1 in the game. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garrison. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Carnett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Athletics. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark scores. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mitzig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Epps hits a pop-up towards third. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Siebert, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. William Mitzig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitzig is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitzig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Carnett goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to third. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Clark moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carnett. McGee reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0 for 2 in the game. Humphries strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. William Mitzig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitzig is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitzig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0 for 2 in the game. Busch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mitzig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker, who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mitzig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garrison. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Epps hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-3 in the game. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. McGee moves to second. Charlie Metro pinch runs for George Kell. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Jordan for a passed ball. McGee moves to third. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. McGee scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-3, White Sox. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Carl Scheib. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.